So is it all going well? I see you on Instagram. You're doing kind of little intimate gigs with fans and a million different things.
So when I first started on the first record, you know, and Forevermore, it's been kind of, we did all these in-stores where I remember I shared a story yesterday in Melbourne where it was like my first in-store, the first record. I remember saying to the people, oh, is there anybody out there? And they said, oh, yeah, there's a few people out there. And I remember opening, it was before, you know, any social media, so you had to go and see somebody. And I remember opening the door and seeing all these people and being like blown away. And then I remember thinking in my head, oh, I will be committed to staying for as long as everybody stays. And then kind of the in-store has been a part of my life with spending time with people in person. But on this record, I just wanted to do something different. I invited everybody to the music studio, you know, where we record. And so we've been doing sessions where you come in and we talk about the record and we, you know, talk about where they came from, why the songs are written, what's the kind of reasoning behind the sort of storytelling of the record. And it's been so much fun. It's been, I'm so glad that we, you know, pushed to kind of do something different. It was really nice.
Absolutely.
Now, is all your energy at the moment, Delta, into your own music? Is that where you're at full time now? If you know what I mean? So, like,
as in, like, yeah, definitely. Like, the album coming out is, you know, again, as we're saying, it's sort of that, you know, you work on something and then you, I'm happy. It's the book and it's the album, and then for me, really, it's then bringing it to life. Like, it's the live shows at the end of the year, and so once. We sort of spend some time with getting to know the songs and getting people familiar with the songs and still kind of finding them a part of their own lives. At the end of the year, just bringing it to light and celebrating the fact that we'd be back on tour would be just phenomenal.
Delta, you know? I've known you for a few years now and I don't think I've ever seen you so happy, so confident, so at peace in a way. I don't know what it is, but do you feel, are you in the best possible place of your life at the moment?
I think I'm in a great place. Like, I feel so grateful. You know, 20 years of like being a part of getting to do what I love to do and still learning and still, and still being still fired up and still passionate about like what I do and, you know, feeling that it just kind of gets, it's so much fun to keep like bringing new things, getting creative right now. The fact that, you know, starting the production company, making my own videos, doing my own pieces kind of last year because of going through the lockdown, you know, we really learned how to, there was like a whole new chapter, and I think I just sort of have just accepted being happy to be home. Yeah. I've been in Australia this long for years, so I'm happy that I'm home.
You and Matthew are a strong team. Team. Absolutely. We can see how strong you two are. And
very
that is
grateful.
Good news.
Thanks, Absolutely. Steve. Thanks.
All right, now to the matter at hand.
Yes.
Because you this is something that you've concocted for us, so we're very, very so grateful for you to go away and put in the work to do this for us. So it's a 90s medley.
Listen, 90s is my jam, and yes, it's a 90s medley, so I hope you like it. This is quite bunker down style for us, so we're just going to go for it.
Right.
Here we go.
All right.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the vision of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your babies? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you'd hold me until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. Yo, I don't know. Oh, with the lights out, it's as dangerous. Here we are now, entertainers. I feel bait and contagious. Here we are now, so entertain us. Today unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they make us. Release your fears, I'm back. Set up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. We gotta stick together. All I know, love will save the day. Hey! Last one, we got this. Bye bye. Yeah. Bye bye. Don't you really wanna make it tough? I just wanna tell you that I've had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye 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 bye. Don't you wanna be a fool for you? Just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye 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 bye.
Hey. Hey. Oh, I was trying to find notes in the middle of like, you gotta be cool. Wait a second. You gotta be. Somewhere there.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're just throwing that together.
But Nirvana's never sounded so uplifting.
So we're here on a Monday. Let's go.
Inspirational. Guys. The new album is Bridge Over Troubled Dreams. The book by the same name, Bridge Over Troubled Dreams. Of course, they got the tour is coming up later in the year. That'll sell out. So get your tickets, quick, smart, and look out for Husey busting out a wide for Sound Version, George Street, and the roller skates.
We just witnessed something special.
Yes,
so.
We. Did. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you so much.
It's Izzy and Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.